Talking education, the 2019 academic year begins this week with thousands of learners across the country heading back to the classroom. Now, there's been mixed reactions to the 2018 matric results, and Basil Manuel, Executive Director of NAPTOSA. NAPTOSA is the National Profession Teachers Organization, joins you on the line then to discuss the teachers' roles and how prepared our educators are for this new academic year. Basil, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
Now, before we go anywhere, to you listening at home and to you, Basil, now, education analyst Nick Spall has raised concern about the results, amongst them the high dropout rate of pupils before they reach grade 12. He uses a graph where he illustrates that more than or just over a million pupils registered for grade 1 in 2007 and only just over 512,000, that is 51%, wrote matric examinations in 2018. And of that, only just over 400,000, and that's about 40%, passed matric. So who's at fault for this? And can we blame the teachers? That being said, that's a conversation we're going to be having. Be part of the conversation. 021-446-0567. Basilman, let's start with you, though. How satisfied are you with the results?
Well, NAPTOSA has spoken out over a number of years and raised our concerns about the dropout rate. Now, the dropout rate is not as simple as has been stated now, because some of those kids are still in the system, but they are simply not efficiently moved through the system and passing every year. So it would be incorrect to say that not all of them will reach the end. However, there's a significant number of kids who do not reach the end ever, because they drop out for various reasons. And one of the ones that really irk me as an educator is the fact that there is still gatekeeping, particularly in the secondary school. Because of the hype around matric, and because provinces want to look good and schools want to look good, there is this tendency to keep back the weak learners. Now, when you take that idea and you juxtapose it against the fact that our entire education system is academically orientated, this actually means that we are doubly punishing the weaker learner. First of all, we haven't given them an opportunity in a field where they can excel, and then secondly, we hold them back. And it's issues like that that have become extremely irksome. And that is why we are seeing roughly only 50% of our kids reaching the end of the goal the first time around.
Mm. And certainly, as you say, you know, this is not a one-man issue that only one individual can solve. But is there anything different that teachers can do to retain learners in the system?
Yes, I think there is. Let's start with the primary school. In rural areas, we find that many kids start school at the correct age. And then particularly in the interior provinces where it is very cold, they tend to drop out and then come back again the next year because of the distances kids have to walk. Now, that is something that the school can do very little about because the school doesn't have resources. But government can. And there is no transport. If you go to KZN, interior KZN, if you go to the Eastern Cape, the Northwest, and so on, that is a big problem. And something can surely be done there. Insofar as the intermediate and the senior phases are concerned, one of the great problems that are facing schools is, of course, the lack of resources. And we make a big story about the reading, and it is a massive issue. However, you cannot get reading right if the school doesn't have appropriate resources. A grade one child ought to complete 20 books in grade one. Some schools don't have four. And it's issues like that that become the problem. Because if a child can't read, the child is never getting to matric. Do what you want to. It's not going to happen in your lifetime. The child will just not manage a curriculum. And we see how it impacts in matric and in the FET phase, where children who are not mathematically inclined, for whom maths literacy ought to be the answer, are not taking maths literacy because it demands a greater reading skill than pure mathematics does. And so these children punish themselves by choosing maths because they can't read.
Mm.
So there is something desperately wrong in the system. It has to do with resourcing. It has to do with support of teachers as well.
If you just joined the conversation, just about 4 minutes left before we get to 5 o'clock, we are chatting to Basil Manuel, Executive Director of NAPTOSA, talking about the mixed reaction to the 2018 matric results and also looking to the fact that schools will be opening soon. How prepared then are educators for the new academic year? Be part of the conversation. 021-446-0567. Basil, the profession of being an educator has, in my opinion, become somewhat different or has changed somewhat over the last couple of years. So how difficult has the profession become and what are some of the challenges that teachers are facing now?
Teaching has become extremely difficult. Children have changed over time. And as a result, the demands and the needs of children have changed. The demands of the economy are so different. If you are teaching in the same way that you taught in the 1980s or 1990s, you are not giving an education to the children. That is the reality. Unfortunately, the onus then lies on your employer to ensure that you are ready for the new challenges. And of course, a lot of teachers are in part-time study, etc., trying to ensure that they are ready for the challenges of what is now popularly called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, etc. But not everyone can do that. But if your employer doesn't ensure that there are professional development opportunities, then we are going to have matric, and we are going to have youngsters pass through matric who are actually not ready for the world of work any longer. They are then sitting with another deficit where they have a piece of paper that means absolutely nothing. So there are serious challenges. Not to minimize the other challenges of discipline and things like that that come with the changes we've had. Children know much more and are far more world-wise today. And so you cannot be sticking to a system that you used 10 years ago. You must have adapted by now. Mm-hmm. And it's a major challenge to keep teachers updated. But at the same time, let me say, our teachers are doing an amazing job trying to stick it out in some of the most unbelievable conditions. When we highlight the fact that pupils don't have toilets, as you were speaking about earlier on, you've got to include the fact that if the pupils don't have teachers, the teachers don't have. So dignity is a thing that is seriously impacted on in hundreds and hundreds of schools. And our teachers stick it out. So you've got to acknowledge what people do under the most dire of circumstances.
Basil, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. But in just under 30 seconds, your parting comments then to the Cape Talk listeners?
I'm saying support your teachers, support your children. Your children cannot perform if they don't know that you are standing behind them, supporting them. And the teacher's job is made so much easier by a supportive parent.
Lovely. Basil, thank you so much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Basil Manuel, Executive Director of NAPTOSA. I mean, talking to the fact that is.